Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. On this week's program, we conclude the interview I just did on the alternative media program hosted by Farron Schoaf. Listen.
Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, joined by Kevin Alfred Strom. The website's nationalvanguard.org at natall.com. And before the break got us, Kevin, I was discussing the fact that when Republicans had the majority in both houses in the executive branch in 2016, 2018, they went along with the Russiagate hoax. They didn't do anything about voter ID or voter fraud. They didn't want to support building the wall. And on and on, really, until we have a political party that is going to actually stand up and do the bidding of the will of the people, where it looks to me like both parties, for the most part, just bought and paid for, then a political solution seems unlikely. And from my perspective, and I said this years ago, but long before things got in this kind of shape, that secession or revolution was probably going to, in the foreseeable future, be a possible solution. And from that poll you quoted, I think it's more likely now than ever, especially with the advent of red flag laws and the push. The government has a coordinated push, one, to try to take our guns, which I think is going to be highly unsuccessful. And then the other is this immoral push toward degeneracy with the glorification constantly of homosexuality and transgenderism. I mean, do you see all of that as just the government's move to try to break away and demoralize the population?
Well, I think it goes even deeper than that, Farron. I think that what we're seeing is not so much a political agenda as a literal biological agenda. I think that people of European descent are targeted for death by the Jewish power structure that misrules America and also misrules most of Europe and the West. And that is what they're aiming for. I think one thing I like people to think about is everything that the establishment does, that the system does, and this includes the current government, the regime in Washington, I like to call it, which really doesn't change whether it's Republican or Democrat, the woke corporations and the media, especially the media, everything they do is keyed and selected to prevent or discourage the birth of white children. And I think a lot of people are surprised when I say that. They weren't expecting me to say that. But you know, if you think about it for 5 minutes, you'll find out it's true. Feminism, that definitely discourages the birth of white children. It definitely encourages women to think that they're slaves if they work for their family and have kids, but they're free, quote-unquote free, if they work for some widget manufacturer. Transgenderism. Well, what better way to reduce the birth rate than to convince thousands upon thousands of white kids that they should mutilate their bodies grotesquely, sterilizing themselves forever. Homosexuality. What better way to reduce the white birth rate than to convince millions of people, millions upon millions in a many decades long push that the way to get sexual fulfillment is not with the opposite sex. It's to, you can get, they tell you, great sexual fulfillment and you won't be bothered by children or babies and you're really noble and wonderful and good and moral for doing that. And you're a hero or a heroine for doing that. And there's lots of fake love and approbation and praise and career benefits for doing that, for declaring that you're a pervert. But of course, no white children will result from that. And the tax system that is designed to take resources away from ordinary, normal white Americans and give those resources in one way or another, either to the non-white underclass through welfare and other benefits, housing, free everything, or to the non-white overclass, the Jewish power structure, the Wall Street vultures, a tremendous amount of resources. Not so much the tax system, but the financial system is set up to reward them and take our resources away from us, and very few people are aware of that. And that also militates against big families and the kind of birth rate we need just to prevent ourselves from disappearing. So I think what they're trying to do is eliminate what this power structure, this Jewish power structure is trying to do, is eliminate us. They want to eliminate their prime competitor, the most intelligent competing race with them for world domination. And of course, for hundreds of years, one could even say thousands of years, we did dominate the earth. And they were a small minority with a relatively limited amount of power. But in the last 100 or 200 years, their power has increased tremendously. And I am convinced they want to get rid of us.
Wow. Very interesting. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair and Film by Kevin Alfred Strong. And I'm joined by Kevin Alfred Strom. One other thing I wanted to touch on and I wanted to get your assessment of is it's really been, well, one, it's been breathtaking how the news media and the government has ramped up this transgender agenda, which I think will move, if it continues, if the American people continue to digest this, it'll move to the justification of pedophilia next. And if they get by with that, it'll be bestiality. But and you're welcome to comment on that. But I wanted to get your take on what we have seen unfold in Ukraine. It looks like the more we sanction Russia, the worse things get here in this country. The ruble seems to be doing just fine. And so I just wanted to get your overall assessment of what we've seen transpire. And of course, the sadness that we're funding white people killing white people.
Yeah, that's the main point as far as I'm concerned. White people are killing white people over there, although I have heard reports that Putin, just like the communists did in World War II, has brought in some non-white troops who probably have less compunction about killing their fellow white people than Russian troops do. So that's troubling to me. But yes, I don't support the coup installed, the U.S. / Jewish coup installed, corrupt puppet government of Ukraine. And I certainly don't support Putin, who apparently really does believe that we need to de-Nazify Ukraine and all of Europe and get rid of the evil racists so we can have a multiracial, multicultural Russian imperium in certain parts of Europe. And I, even though Putin is probably not quite as suicidally insane as the Western quote-unquote rulers who bow down to the Jews, he still has a destructive ideology. So it's a terrible, terrible thing. The only good thing that can come out of it, in my view, is that more and more people will realize that we don't have a choice with the existing power structures. There's no man on a white horse in Russia. There's certainly no man on a white horse in Ukraine. Whatever needs to be done, we need to do it. We have to get together like we in the National Alliance are doing and build our own communities. We need to build an alternate society that runs parallel with the existing society, because for years and years and years, people on our side, people who are aware of the rottenness of the establishment and the genocide of whites, have hoped against hope that, you know, Ronald Reagan is going to save us, or, you know, George Bush, my God, or Mitt Romney or Donald Trump are going to save us. And all we have to do is vote and we'll be okay. We don't really have to do any of the really hard stuff. Well, you know, think about it. That's really like asking permission of the mob before you can do what you need to do. In other words, we're asking the democratic process, we're asking the people who control the democratic process. Oh, please, can we have a candidate that will look out for our interests at least a little bit, please? Oh, please. And the people who control the democratic process, who are primarily the media, because in a mass democracy, the plurality of the votes are always heavily influenced by whatever the media owners are telling the boobs. And the majority of people are just followers. Now, I talked earlier about a wise and awakening minority, and that is true. But it's I have to go back and say also that the majority is easily swayed by the media and has been forever and probably will be forever. So ultimately, we have to take the media into our own hands to have anything resembling democracy that will work and will not work against our interests. But asking permission of the media owners and asking permission of the mob to do what needs to be done, that's laughable. They're never going to grant permission. So we have to think about doing things to secure our future, to make sure that our kids survive, that 1,000, 10,000 years from now, white kids are still being born. We have to do things that don't involve asking our enemies permission. That's just ludicrous. They're never going to give permission. You can't win a war that way, and this is a war. So that's what the National Alliance is doing. We're building our own media. We're making property acquisitions down in Tennessee and building a real life community down there, both our church and our organization are buying property, and also people who want to come down and work with us and support us are buying property too, so they can be nearby and take part in the community. And I'm hoping that at some point very soon, we already are solemnizing marriages in the Cosmotheist Church. I'm hoping that, and those marriages, by the way, have been fruitful with children, including two of my own in recent years. I'm hoping that eventually we'll reach critical mass so we can have a school of our own, and eventually a school system of our own, because we desperately need that. I'm telling you, if you're a white man in 2022 America, sending your kids to public school is something I definitely don't recommend. It's a brainwashing factory, and they will be turned against you. So yeah, no asking permission. And I think, you know, Ukraine helps us see that. You can't ask permission of the system. And I would also say that there are some good signs that it's working. We're getting more and more people responding to our message and coming down to Tennessee and joining our community. And also just spontaneously, even outside of the National Alliance, I see things like pirate radio stations going on the air. Or maybe pirate isn't the right word, because they might be perfectly legal non-licensed stations. But there are, in this little city I live near Johnstown, Pennsylvania, there are 7 unlicensed radio stations that have popped up in the last few years. And guess what? One of them plays the Republic Broadcasting Network regularly.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, one of the reasons that I like having you on and I like following your website is you don't just point out the problems. You give, and this is a criticism sometimes from this audience of my show, I don't give a solution. You give a valid solution, and I think the work that you're doing is so important. So we've got a couple minutes here. If there's anything else you'd like to share about the National Alliance, and I am saying that correctly, it's NATALL.com, correct?
That's right. NATALL, NATALL.com is our main organizational website. And our news magazine and opinion magazine online is nationalvanguard, all one word, .org. That's nationalvanguard.org. And people can find out what we're all about, what we're doing, and they can get enlightened on a few topics by visiting those websites. And we've been around since 1970. And our founder was Dr. William Luther Pierce, who was literally a rocket scientist and gave up his career in engineering in the academy to found the Alliance and develop an ideology that could save our people. He was so far ahead of everyone else on our side that it's just amazing. You can come to nationalvanguard.org and just do a search on William Pierce, and you'll find hundreds of articles. You can also go to our bookstore at cosmotheistchurch.org, and you can find hundreds of speeches by Dr. Pierce available on CD. And these are some of the most brilliant, life-changing speeches you have ever heard. And I think after you listen to a few days worth of them, you will have your eyes opened.
And you know, Kevin, it used to be, and the times have definitely changed. It used to be when I started really investigating and educating myself, I guess you would say, I watched dozens of Dr. William Luther Pierce videos on YouTube. I mean, there was just page after page. There was so many. Now, unless it's something criticizing him, not much exists on YouTube. But you can go to the website, nationalvanguard.org, and there's collections of CDs. And if a person has not listened to those, it is just like this listening and the scales just fall off of your eyes. It's so much history and truth. And he really was, he was a futurist. I mean, looking back now at the Turner Diaries, the first time I read it, which was the late 90s, bought it at a gun show, I enjoyed it, but I didn't at all see it coming to fruition. I read it again back about 2014, and I was like, this whole thing is a prophecy.
Yeah, a lot of it's coming true. Dr. Pierce didn't want it to come true. A lot of people misinterpret his intention in writing the Turner Diaries, which, by the way, is an underground bestseller. It's literally sold way over a quarter million, probably half a million copies, even though it's been banned by all of the major book retailers. If you read that book, you will see a violent revolution sweep across America and solve, in a way that actually involves actual civil war, including nuclear weapons, the solution to the problems we're talking about here. But Dr. Pierce wrote the book in 1975, and it was first published as a serial. Then it was published in book form in 1978 for the first time. And at that time, he really had sincere hopes that if people could understand the ideas in the book, that a horrible cataclysm, as the book describes, would not be necessary. I don't know for sure what he would say now, but certainly we have to admit, I think, that the horrible cataclysm is more likely now than it was in 1978, when America had gone off the rails, yes, but a lot, to a greater, much lesser extent than she has gone off the rails today.
Oh, yeah. Today, with the crime, the immorality, the death cult of abortion. It's, I would have never thought that I would grow up and see America from the lens that I have on it now. It just extremely troubling. But one, I want to thank you, one, for joining me today. I want to thank you for the work that you do. I always enjoy having you on. I think you have such an interesting perspective on the world, and I want to thank you for the work that you and your alliance is doing as well.
Well, let me give praise to our chairman, who has, as former Green Beret Captain Will Williams, who is the chairman of the National Alliance. I'm its media director. Will has really fought a hard battle, including tremendous stresses on him and on his family, tremendous expenditures of not only Alliance funds, but also his own personal funds. He stepped in and used his own personal funds to fight the lawfare that our enemies were waging to destroy the Alliance. And he's come out on top, and the Alliance is thriving. And it wasn't easy. He's been chairman since 2013, and he's had tremendous battles, and he's older now, considerably older now than Dr. Pierce was when he died. So he deserves tremendous praise for keeping the Alliance on track and alive.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. You have a great day, and I will be in touch. We'll do this again sometime. We won't wait 2 or 3 years, maybe.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, thank you.